Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, for good or ill, the presidential picture for 2016 may be getting sharper. Maybe. If you went to sleep in 1992 when Bush was running against Clinton, and if you woke up in 2016 or wake up in 2016, you may see Clinton versus Bush once again, this time Hillary Clinton, maybe, versus Jeb Bush, maybe. Here's Jeb Bush speaking at the 2012 GOP convention.
I've been so blessed to be part of a family that has committed its life to public service. My grandfather and my father have been incredible role models for me and served our country honorably. And my brother, well, I love my brother.
The former Florida governor and brother of one former president and son of another former president said today he is actively exploring a run for president in 2016, which is one step closer to actually declaring. With us is Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Hey, Todd.
Hi, John.
So who pays attention to this Jeb Bush stuff? The fundraisers or other GOP candidates, possible GOP candidates?
Fundraisers in the media. That's who pays attention. Every single time Jeb Bush or another candidate makes a wink or a lean towards a candidacy, they get a lot of what's called free media, which is the press covering their potential candidacy, and they don't have to pay for it. But donors also take note, and there is definitely a lot of activity in Republican ranks right now to try to consolidate around an establishment candidate. We all know there are going to be lots of candidates outside of the GOP establishment, maybe Marco Rubio, maybe Ted Cruz, maybe Rand Paul, maybe some governors. But there are a few establishment candidates that the big donors really want to run. Chris Christie's one of them. Jeb Bush is absolutely one of them. And so Mitt Romney, you know, his name has been mentioned, even though he's already run and lost once. So I think you're seeing a lot of attempt to consolidate there. One thing that Jeb Bush did do today with his announcement on Twitter is he also announced on Facebook that he's establishing a leadership PAC. Now, a leadership PAC is a very specific thing in politics. You collect money. Everybody knows what a PAC is. A leadership PAC is designed so that a politician can collect money from donors and then feed it out to other candidates for their runs. That builds loyalty. That builds partnerships. Hillary Clinton had a gigantic leadership PAC when she was a senator and ever since. So there's something important there.
So if the strategy in the GOP is to consolidate between now and 2016, there seems to be some disarray on the Democratic side, ideologically speaking. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, speaking against a provision in the latest Senate spending bill that's before Congress. Listen to Elizabeth Warren.
Who does Congress work for? Does it work for the millionaires, the billionaires, the giant companies with their armies of lobbyists and lawyers? Or does it work for all the people? People are frustrated with Congress, and part of the reason, of course, is gridlock. But mostly it's because they see a Congress that works just fine for the big guys, but it won't lift a finger to help them.
Whether she's a candidate or not, is Elizabeth Warren signaling what's going to be the main issue for the Democrats between now and 2016?
Yeah, and Elizabeth Warren is in the pages of the Boston Globe today saying, nope, still not running. Quit asking me. Not going to do it. But I think Elizabeth Warren is reflecting a different dialect of the same language that's going on in Republican politics, which is a fervent ideological base that is disaffected with the establishment of the party. It's not the same thing as the Tea Party on the conservative side, but it's a similar dialect. There is a large strain of liberal progressives who are sick and tired of the Democratic Party being so very close to corporate America, and in particular, John, close to Wall Street. Now, this has been exacerbated by the financial collapse. There's no doubt about it. There have certainly been lots of liberals who've grumbled ever since Bill Clinton launched the New Democrats and cozied up to Wall Street in their view. Many of them who've been dissatisfied with that. The financial collapse has brought it into stark relief. And you saw Elizabeth Warren in a big moment during the consideration of that Cromnibus bill that we've been talking about on a provision that chipped away at the Dodd-Frank banking regulations to really take to the floor. Now, after she did it, of course. I mean, YouTube hits on that speech up around 500,000, if you can believe it. And a lot of people pushing her to run. She says she's not going to run. But I think the most interesting thing about this for next year, from Elizabeth Warren's point of view, is the message that she sent, you know, not necessarily to Mitch McConnell or John Boehner or to Republicans, but the message she sent to President Obama, John. That's the most important thing. Next year, the president's going to be negotiating, not with Harry Reid anymore. He's going to be negotiating with Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. And they're going to try to get a few things done, like a big trade bill or corporate tax reform, things that are right to the heart of corporate interests in this country. Elizabeth Warren has sent a strong message that, Mr. President, as you negotiate with Republicans over these issues, I'm here, I'm going to speak on these issues, and I can make it politically difficult for you if you give away the farm to corporate America in a way that progressives, who I represent, don't like. And by the way, John, Republicans, they're going to keep trying to chip away at Dodd-Frank. Not only do they not like the policy, but they know that it will expose these divisions in the Democratic Party, and that it will bring Elizabeth Warren back out of the woodwork to potentially criticize any deal, which means criticizing the president.
And that's the short-term narrative for the 2015 Congress, and the longer-term narrative, possibly, for the 2016 election. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.